Over the coming weeks, we'll look at some of the key events in the Apostle Peter's life, seeking to find out how he became someone who followed Jesus fearlessly and wholeheartedly. It would be good to have a journal ready so you can write down what you hear and learn, as well as questions that you might have. Day 3. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. God, as I listen to the scripture again, show me how Peter became someone who could write such words. Someone who obviously found his identity in you. And show me who I am in you.
Peter chapter 2 verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Peter calls us as the church, a holy nation, a people dedicated to God and called to be like Jesus. As Christians, we are called to be holy, to live a new life without selfishness and sin. We turn from our former life that was lived in darkness and step into a new life, one lived in his wonderful light. Jesus, when I honestly look at myself, I know there are areas in my life where I don't yet look like you. But I know that you don't tell me to do something without giving me the grace to do it. So today, I recommit myself to becoming like you. Please show me the things I need to change. Thank you that as I keep bringing more and more of my life into your light and listening to you, you will continue to make me more like you. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
What word or phrase stood out for you? Write it down so you can think about it during the day. Ask God if he wants you to share what you've heard with someone, and who that might be. God, as I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.